It's a sacred rock. The inhabitants of Carminia used the red dust from this rock to make their legendary crimson red colour, explained Sonia. They thought that this stone was the most precious gift the ancient gods could give to people. They used to paint the roofs on their houses red because they believed it was the colour the gods preferred and that it would keep away evil spirits. If I'm not mistaken, it was called the Rock of the Rising Sun, says Simon. In fact, at dawn, the colour is at its brightest. It's dark now. I think we can settle down here for the night, suggests Sonia. Tomorrow, we can watch dawn over the Rock of the Rising Sun. As dawn slowly approaches, the Rock of the Rising Sun is suddenly flooded with sunlight. Jasmine, Simon, Stella, and Sonia watch the incredible scene. The dawn light colours the needle of rock, giving it a warm crimson colour. During the night, Sonia put the four pieces of terracotta together, and now she shows the result to her friend. Look, they make a picture, and under the picture there is a mysterious sentence. Go in at the centre of the X and dive into the history of Carminia. We have to work out what the sentence means. Carminia was built on Ben Nevis exactly here, on the plain where we slept last night, explained Sonia. But the city disappeared after an earthquake and was buried. The exact location of the city is indicated in the sentence. Let's check the rock carefully. There could be a sign or a drawing in the shape of an X, says Simon. It's a very vague sentence, observes Jasmine. Simon continues to think about the mysterious sentences. He yawns, and then, without thinking, leans his hand on the point of the rock where the shadows of two trees make the shape of the letter X. At that very moment, the huge rock needle begins to open and Simon disappears into the opening left in the rock.
What's happening?
Cries Stella as she sees Simon disappearing.